Welcome, everybody. The big call tonight is Thursday, July 16th, and you're listening to The Big Call. President Trump is speaking now and should only speak for about 20 minutes or so, but hopefully I've got it recorded. Hopefully you guys are recording it or watching it with the volume down like I am also. But let's go ahead, pray the call in, and then we'll start the call. And if anything is said outrageously, I'll catch it and repeat it during my segment, okay? Well, that's how we'll do it. Let's pray the call in, though. Lord God, we just thank you that we have a country where I guess we can agree to disagree, but I really believe that election integrity is important because to you, integrity is important. And we thank you that our president believes in that and would like to go forward with this in our laws. Thank you for all that you're doing for us to prepare us for the great blessing that is coming. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. Let's do this. Sue, can we go ahead and let your teaching happen, and then I won't interrupt that, okay?
That'd be wonderful. So tonight, I want to welcome everybody to a wonderful teaching about your personal history. I can kind of hear you saying in the background, so it's a little bit distracting. And getting feedback about it. We decree when we are weak, you are strong, and you will not fail us. Let's look at a time when oppression was strong and long, but God's promise had come to its moment, and he acted with great, notable deliverance. It was time for God's people to possess their promised land. After 430 years, the word of God came to its moment. Israel had already seen 40 years of signs, wonders, miracles, and healings. In fact, it had all started with healing. Every one of them was healed. There wasn't a feeble one among them. Thousands of healings began to be activated. Some of the greatest words of encouragement in all of the Bible occur in the first part of Deuteronomy 31, and they concern a very notable deliverance. They are words from the Almighty God himself to his people. They are alive with power and hope. The following is my paraphrase of what the Lord says through Moses. Do not panic before your enemies. No matter who they are, no matter how many there are, no matter their size, because I'm personally going before you to lead the way. I will not fail you. I will not abandon you. You should not be discouraged. Do not fear. Take possession of what I promise. Do not listen to demon propaganda saying I will abandon you. I never will. Do not listen to Baal's messengers saying, I will fail you. I will personally go before you, and I will not fail you. Later, God prophesied to his people, again through his prophet Isaiah, what a great promise. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame around you scorch you. Isaiah 4:43-2. I like the Message version of this passage. When you're in over your head, I'll be there with you. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard place, I won't be a dead end because I am God, your personal God, the Holy of Israel. I paid a huge price for you, all of Egypt, rich with cash and Seba thrown in. That's how much you mean to me. That's how much I love you. I'd sell off the whole world to get you back, trade the creation just for you. Wow. God said that. I'd trade all of creation just for you. His love, his presence gets us over troubled waters. This promise has come to its moment. And remember, it changes history. This is going to change a lot of your personal history. Many people's personal history has looked like, this is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to end. But Alpha says, no, that's not how it's going to end. I'll trade all creation to change this for you, and I'm going to. I won't fail you. I won't let you down. I won't. Father God, thank you. Thank you that you're before me. Thank you that you are my faithful leader, that I am one with you, that I know myself as one with you. I may not know where I'm going, but I know that you and I are one, and I trust in us both. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, that's good. I really love the way that was positioned, and I love the fact that we can count on God not to ever leave us nor forsake us. And in the case of Israel, after 430 years of captivity, you know, God got to lead them into the promised land. And what happened was, you know, there were certain, God didn't say to do this, but they wanted to send spies into the land, the promised land, to check it out. They decided to send 12, and two of the 12 came back with a positive report. Yes, there are giants in the land, but we can take them. And the other 10 said, no, they're too big. They're too this. They're too tough. They're too big. And they didn't want to go. But what they don't seem to realize or didn't understand fully is God said he would go before them, just like you said, Sue, in this teaching, and go before them and vanquish the enemy before they even got there. And he had a plan to send, you know, and so he capitulated, if you will, to the idea, okay, go ahead into the land, check it out, come back, you know, do your report. That was not them listening or obeying God at all. It was basically them trying to do it on their own. So what's interesting is, you know, that was to the Jew. That promise, those covenants that were made to the Jewish people, to Israel. And we are in a different situation in the age of grace because we are considered the body of Christ, and as such, he is the head, we're the body. We are joint heirs with Jesus. We're already at a level positionally seated with him in heavenly places. And so the difference is that we can look forward to heaven in terms of joint ownership with Christ, joint heirs with Jesus, a totally different situation for the Gentile believer and the believer in the age of grace than that of Israel and their covenants that God, and God makes covenants. He never goes against his word. He will adhere to everything he told the Jew. Everything that he said to Israel, he will fulfill. So that's what I got out of the teaching, Sue, and I appreciate you bringing that so beautifully tonight. Bob, what did you get from this teaching tonight that you can enlighten us on?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This was right from the very beginning. Really got me thinking when you first, you know, mentioned personal history. And, you know, questioning, are you strong? And right, that just hooked me right there. It's like, okay, what is it that's in my past, because that's what history implies, that might be holding me back from being as strong as I could be in this moment. And then when you started the section about the promised land, it came to me, now the promised land, is it necessarily or always a land, meaning a place, or is it possible that it's a state of mind in some cases? And so it's like, okay, so if there's a promised land and maybe it's a state of mind, what would it be like in this promised land? What would the people be like? And I could see, like, this imaginary picture of thousands of people living in a promised land. And I was like, wow, so they're all very joyful and happy. And so then I was thinking, well, what if our promised land is right here on the big call tonight? And what if that personal history that started at 9 o'clock is already in the past, and we get to begin creating our history right this very moment, because everything prior to the present is history. And so if we want to be in the promised land and the point is being joyful and happy, then how are we going to do that? What can we do without waiting to be led by the hand to a new place? I thought, well, each day we can start out each morning by proclaiming that today we are going to be joyful. And we're going to get out right away first thing in the morning and get up, get dressed, and go outside so we can see the promised land. Paradise is where we live, right? So let's go out and look at it and get some sunlight, because sunlight can make us feel joyful as well. And to work on this throughout the day, to intend that we're going to be joyful and to practice it and bring ourselves back to it if something happens, until we get to the place where being in the state of mind as if we were in a promised land, that becomes our default. And we're joyful and happy. And then what is that? If I was to free myself and allow myself to be my utmost happiest self, you know, what would that be? How would I look? Would I be smiling? Would I be giving praise? Would I raise my arms and give thanks? Would I make a commitment to focus all throughout the day on all the amazing, beautiful creations to be grateful for? Would I stand guard at the door of my mind to make sure that I'm focused on positive things, and if a negative influence comes, deal with it with grace and gratitude for its eventual revolution? And ultimately, in this promised land, am I focused on God? Or am I still trapped in focusing on me, 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 me? And make a solemn commitment, a solemn pronouncement to be God-focused, knowing that when we are God-focused, you don't lose me, but rather you gain the we.
It's good, Bob. I like that concept. I don't think we're in the promised land, but I think if we can act as if we were and speak positivity into our lives and go about our lives, you know, just as you mentioned, thinking in terms of the we and not I or me, I think that we're far better off when we can do that. So I appreciate your comments. What about you, Sue? Did you get anything out of this teaching, and how do you feel about it?
I think Sue might be on mute. Bruce,
Sue, are you there? Now I'm not. Sorry. Yes. I got powerful impact from what both of you said. And I'm going to say the things that people might be afraid to say, but these are the things that I'm paying attention to. When we're reading about personal history, and I love what you said, Bob. There's something going on in the background. What I loved about the teaching was that it brought out the strength of the consciousness and the power that was being shown to overcome anything. And I love what you said, Bruce, about, okay, so that was, you know, the covenant, quote-unquote, of the Jews, and we're now under a new covenant. All good. But you know where my mind was going? I look at it and I say, okay, this has been here for over 2,000 years. 2,000 years. And what is it, and this relates to what Bob was saying, you know, how can I change my history? And why haven't we, if that was so powerful, why haven't we been able to sustain it? Why haven't we mastered God's consciousness and the grace that was being, and the power, after 2,000 years of practice? And so I'm going to quote what I think is where we are now, which is Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword.
Yeah.
And the sword to me is, this is our opportunity. Like, to me, the whole big call is surrounded with flaming swords. This is our opportunity, just like Bob said, to do two things. Because I think sometimes we get all sweet and positive and like we want to be happy and joyful and all those things, yes. But you also have to want it so badly that you'll protect it with a sword. You have to be so fierce to, with a wide open heart, a wide open mind, all possibility, understanding the sword of truth that you're carrying is, what new standard? What's the new standard that we need to bring through each one of us in order to build a new world? It's great to hear, oh, this is what, you know, it's like looking back and going, I mean, how can people not see that? It's like, so it's staring me in the face. What did not happen so that we're further along? And what are we going to do about it? What do we know? And that's why I love what Bob brought in, because we're in a time where we have access to the grace that you spoke about, Bruce, the ancillary, the things that can support this getting into our bodies and our minds, the, you know, the boomers to be healthy, the leadership to embodied leadership to actually be in front of people and have them want to be more like. Why don't we have a million trillion Christ beings walking on this planet? Doesn't anybody ever ask themselves that? Why? What do you think that's about? And what are we going to do about it so we can create this paradise consciousness in Christ? And I think it's going to take being really beautiful. You've got to be both really clear about that. You've got to be a stand for it. You've got to be strong in it. But your boundaries and how you protect it and what you're going to select. Are you going to select people that are going to create a paradise earth? Are you going to make sure that they're clear enough and focused enough and strong enough to actually execute it and inspiring enough? That, to me, is the personal history that Bob talked about, is we're starting new. We have a new opportunity to do better than we've ever done in thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of years. And that, to me, is the purpose of the Big Call. Bruce,
okay,
with his intel. Yeah, Bruce with his intel, Bob with everything that he brings to bring out new well-being, and mine is integrated leadership. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Sue. Yep, you opened up a whole lot of questions that could be answered, but not on this call tonight. But remember that sword of the Spirit, the sword that Jesus is going to bring is, you know, is basically the sword of the Spirit. It's the Word of God. In other words, that's the sword that he's bringing. And that's what he's going to defeat.
Of God.
You know, it's the Word of God. It's what he says. It's literally what he speaks out of his mouth. And that's what he'll do is, as King of Kings, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he comes back to the earth for the millennial reign, in which case the kingdom, which will come from heaven, will be down on the earth. And Jesus, as the King of Kings, will rule the entire earth from that place during the millennial reign for 1,000 years.
So you're saying it's in the future, Bruce, is what you're saying. You're saying
well,
it cannot occur through
is.
Us now. Yeah,
no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
What we can do, you said, why aren't there hundreds of thousands or millions of Christ-like beings? Because there's only one Jesus Christ. However, it doesn't mean that Christians who are followers of Christ cannot do their part, to like we're doing, to establish kingdom principles in the earth and put those things forward and be Christ-like and be like Jesus in the earth to ourselves, to our neighbors, to strangers, and everything else. And I think you'll see a lot of that through our humanitarian projects that we're going to do after all this comes to us, after we receive this blessing. But realize this, God has never been in a hurry. He is sovereign, and he operates in his own time. He's out of time. He knows the end from the beginning. And we can pray and pray and believe for things which we're supposed to do, but sometimes God says no, and sometimes he says not yet. Sometimes he says yes, and boom, right there. We get a miracle or we get something. But you can't hurry God. He won't hurry for anybody. And so that's why we've had to be so patient for 21 years and 15 years on the Big Call for this blessing to come in. So that's what I have to say about it. But thank you, Sue, for that teaching. Appreciate it. I think it's good. And then we'll just continue our discussion later. So let's segue into prayer and praise and see if there's anybody that needs our help.
We only have Janya tonight. And
okay.
Every day we're faced with confusing choices or relational conflicts. Christ's peace should be the determining factor in deciding the right path. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. We pray to be good and grateful stewards with this RV blessing, serving Christ. We will focus our daily accomplishments, not seeking earthly approval, but honoring God. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters, since you know you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Colossians 3:23-24. The object of all work is production or accomplishment, and to either of these ends, there must be forethought, system, planning, intelligence, an honest purpose, as well as perspiration. Thomas Edison. We continue to pray for all the leaders and listeners, their prayer requests, health and finances, Pastor Scott's health, RV, the blessing, the 800 numbers this weekend, appointments for medical beds this month, and world peace. Wishing everyone a safe and blessed weekend. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. That was a good one. That was really good. They're all good. Okay. And true to form, President Trump's speech did last a little over 20 minutes, I think, because he's done. And I will check the recording later and see if there's anything or any comms that made its way into tonight's speech. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Thank you, Jeannie. And let's just move into your segment, Sue, and see what it is. How you've been doing, how have people been responding to Startup Clarity, and anything else that you feel like you need to offer.
Thank you, Bruce. Well, as you know, we had a class, which will remain a mystery for now. And I'm going to start with calling this, because this is important. I'm going to call this the disruptive segment, because I think we're about ready to disrupt the way things have been on the planet, and it's going to be through us. And really what this is coming from is we had this class last night, and I'm going to tell you that I asked them 7 questions on, these are people, let me just frame it correctly, that I would say 2/3 of them, Bruce and Bob and everyone listening, have been taking classes and training and getting geared up and learning about their kind of their skills upgrade, their leadership upgrade, becoming integrated wise, stewards, and really being self-led in Christ so they would be able to be in new situations and make good choices. And it dawned on me that what we're doing is we're getting ready to disrupt the burnt-out way of living. So what if the future doesn't belong to the people who can carry the most, but to the people who can create from the clearest, calmest, and most integrated state? What if the next revolution isn't about working harder, but learning how to build a life where your connection to Christ, your relationships, your purpose, your well-being, and your contribution we're no longer competing with each other. You are moving out of one of the biggest reasons that I think we haven't gotten further on this planet. You are moving out of dysregulated survival states. And so I want to share something that inspired the leadership group last night. And this is what, seven questions, but I asked them, has something actually changed inside of you? I wanted to do, this was our, we're moving into our 246th class. And these were the questions, a few. Do you find yourself making clearer, wiser decisions than you did in the past? Does your uncertainty feel more like information and less like danger? In other words, you're not responding, you're not under threat as much. Is your body quieter in situations that used to create stress or urgency? And do you need less outside permission before trusting your own and Christ's read of a situation? In other words, the birth of wisdom. And do you know what, Bruce? Out of all these people, I asked them to rate on a scale of 0 to 10, and I know they're all listening right now.
Okay.
Every single one was at least at a 10, most at a 20, and there were people that were beyond that. They went 10, 20, infinite, like
infinity.
They had expanded
infinity times infinity.
So
yeah.
That they had expanded so much, and it stopped us all because we were literally, we've been together, they were telling the truth. And what does that tell us? It's telling us that we're witnessing something much deeper than people simply learning new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching perception change.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching nervous systems reorganize. We're watching people become calmer under pressure, more discerning, more thoughtful, more connected to themselves, and more capable of making wise decisions. Because when your perception changes, your decisions change. When your decisions change, leadership changes. And when leadership changes, the future changes. And then I got an email. Now check this out. This is going to just, it's stunning. All of this happening all at once. I'd like to share this email. And this man is writing, what is the strategic clarity course? He said, giving everything I have to everyone and ignoring my needs. So teach me so I don't burn myself out. What is startup clarity? What is a founder? Where do you teach me to slow down, let go, make space, get a rhythm, and still keep all my cups and platters spinning so they don't fall? My old way, now listen to this, everybody, I want this to grip you. My old way, work harder, give more, isn't working anymore.
That's right. Do more.
And literally, I mean, I wish I could tell you, I don't want to do it because I don't want to, there was a quote underneath, and it said, you know, I'm never going to sit under a tree and relax. So here's the thing. I really need to make this powerful. Startup clarity is designed so that for founders, for parents, for leaders, for caregivers, for humanitarians, to ask, how do I design so that I can think about the life that would nourish my well-being, the health of myself and my relationships, and my boundaries, my time, my understanding of how to create this so I know how to allocate attention to what will allow myself and what's around me to flourish. You cannot be doing a million things, be completely distracted, and expect to have a quality result. You cannot do it. It's scientifically impossible. So we have to get a group of people to start to learn, okay, I need to take stock, like this beautiful man that wrote that. I need to take stock. I need to be paying attention to how people around me are creating things. And if I see them over-creating or get, it's like watching a train wreck happen. It's literally like that. So you have to get really clear, and that's what we do, is we're all getting ready to found a new life, a family, a relationship, a community, a movement. And we're entering an age where AI and automation will create more capacity, more leverage, and more abundance. And the question won't simply be, how do I produce more? The deeper question is going to be, who am I becoming with all this new capacity and abundance? Who do I want to be? Do I want to be the person that's going 90 miles an hour and rushing around and not having any depth in my relationships? Or do I want to design so that I can actually be present to the people, ensure a beautiful result, learn how to get people who can be thoughtful designers behind me and around me, and have more quality commitments, not more noise? And so if you want to be a person that wants to be part of this disruption, I mean, you can probably feel it in your body right now. I'm doing it right now. I know people that are living it right now. They're very deliberate and intentional about the quality of life that they want to bring to themselves, to their relationships, and to their projects. That's the whole ball of wax. And there is lots of new science that backs up what Christ is saying. Decree of thing, ask them, tell the mountain. All of that is about making a Christed decision to live with quality, love, wisdom, and integrity, and to know you can't create it if you're not resonating and produce. The universe doesn't work like that. It works so that what's inside of you is going to be revealed. The fruits, right? You can tell by what is coming through a person. Are they producing things? Are they quality things? Are they beautiful things? Are they clear things? Are they complaining about the life they have and they haven't done it? And why is that? Because they're leaking all over the place. That's the sword. And the sword is this. You have an opportunity, pre-RV, post-RV, to learn, to get clear, to decide the experience you want to co-create with Christ. And once you know that in your body and your mind and your heart, you will never go back. You will never go back. You'll be able to spot it. You'll be a founder. You'll be able to say, that doesn't come into our space. That doesn't belong here. That doesn't belong here. But there'll be plenty of people that'll be distracted with a lot of stuff. They'll be out there. They're going to be saying, you know, come do this with me. Come do that with me. But is that harnessing your soul's mission to bring new life a new flourishing through 21 years, 11 years here, and maybe 12 years for Bob? Is that what you want to see happen to that commitment you spent so long moving through to be a stand for distraction? So startup clarity, if you want it, it's three teachings, an hour and a half each. It's a start. And it's going to help you to start to be this disruption that the world is screaming for so that you can get centered, you can get powerful, you can become reunified. And I had a conversation, and I'm about to end. I had a conversation with a member of the pod that I've never spoken to tonight, and she was talking about how we got together on a world-class presentation, and she just couldn't believe the depth and the readiness that she has. And that's not me touting my horn. It's about the practice of getting clear and unified with the deeper level of yourself so that you can be happy, so you can be strong, so you can be, yes, living paradise, but with some strength, some spine. I mean, you're going to be doing some stuff. And the meaning is going to come from saying, wow, I generated that with these people. Wow, I'm in a room with these people and we're building something amazing. If you haven't ever had that experience and you're building something beautiful and incredible, I'm telling you, there's no other feeling like it. Because you're creating the new way, Earth, just like Bob said, the way Earth is going to get created, sourced from Christ, not sourced from survival, not sourced from scarcity, sourced from abundance. But abundance can't be distractive abundance, compulsive abundance. It can be integrated, so you have beautiful things and all that. It's abundance that is unified with your heart and goes out and regenerates the world. So I'm going to tell you how to get that in just 1 minute, but I also have to say this because Bruce will love this. We have a woman, Sister Dina, who challenged me to find 100 chipmunks. Bruce,
yay.
You're going to love this. This is for your project.
100?
100 chipmunks. I saw 72 today. And this is for Bob, too. 72. And I decided to do, it's called ecological research and field ecologist is what I was acting as. I was paying attention. I saw three bunnies, all these things. And it turns out, anybody that has regenerative projects, it turns out that chipmunks are like one of the top regenerative creatures because they go into the soil. Everything they do, they have little 30-foot burrows underneath. All the things they do, they actually regenerate systems. So if anybody's planning on doing something that's nature-based or, wants to create a regenerative landscape, look what you can do. Go look up what chipmunks do. They're like literally called regenerative architects. There were 70 plus of these little things going underground, getting little nuts, whatever they're doing at this time of year. I didn't have enough time to spend hours exploring them, and Bruce knows I'll do that. But
yes,
that kind of curiosity is what you can use startup clarity to produce this new level beyond all your stress, all your survival, and focus on the things that will, that you can do with your team, and to give yourself the break to disrupt the stress. So here's how you're going to get it. Startup clarity, just put, what do we say,
Startup 150.
Okay, startup 150. Put your name, your telephone number, and whether you have PayPal or not. You just put your name and telephone number. It doesn't matter if you have PayPal or not. We have a new link system. And send it to us. And this is what you're going to do. Super simple. You're going to listen for an hour and a half. Just one thing this week. And when you do that one thing and you pay attention and you let your mind reorganize around the meditation that's going to rewire how you think about your life, you cannot not shift with this program. And just walk with it for a week. It's going to start to filter out. It's kind of like having a special filter come into your space, and it's going to align you. So you're moving out of all this survival conditioning and running around and all this stuff before and or as. This is your space to go sit under the tree and commit to your highest timeline and future. That's what Startup Clarity is going to do. So that's my segment. Send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name and your telephone number and we'll take care of you. But I would highly recommend, if you don't want to burn out and you want to get clear in advance, which is the way you want to do it, so you're not trying to focus on, I need to get a whole new life.
Yeah.
Do it now. And that's my segment. Right.
Thank you, Sue. Sue, you've heard the expression, how hard it is to herd cats. Well, you are the chipmunk herder. You are regenerating and farming with chipmunks, I believe.
Let's put it this way.
If
you notice, my life isn't focused on things that are causing me stress. It's focused on curiosity about what I can notice, what I can share, and what can add value to other beings. I mean, isn't that going to be the whole point?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And also, in the future, if Sue does decide to ranch chipmunks.
Ranch chipmunks, that's funny.
She might. And she likes little bunnies, too.
Oh, I would
Soft bunnies, flat bunnies.
I have possibly the perfect place. Can you imagine if I had a chipmunk farm? Oh, my God.
I think you could have one. Yes. And then you could hit that 100-plus number that, was it Dina was looking for?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. Okay, last thing and we'll go, move on. But what was
the number before?
What was the number that I was at before? But to count 72, think about how I have to be paying attention. I had to turn off my phone so I could keep counting them. They were all around
me. Count that many. And not count the same chipmunk twice either. See, there's that.
No,
too.
Because I wasn't in the same place. I was always moving along. So this is an hour. If I were a scientist, it was an hour in a woodland setting that is literally called a forest, conservation land around it. So it makes perfect sense that there would be a lot of chipmunks. You know?
And there were. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Let's do this one. And at least these 72 chipmunks didn't run up and down your legs like those two did that one time.
Okay, and so now that we're all nice and light, the thing is that all this joy, take it, bring it into your space, and get startup clarity so you can live with clarity, with joy, and with doing something like your own chipmunk farm.
That's right. That's right.
And change the world.
Change the world of chipmunks and your own world. That's right.
Little change. Okay, last thing. I've told
Wait.
People in the big car. I like to say, little do you know that I'm the person that's helping to, like, I'd go by and think, you don't know it, but I'm walking by and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be age reverse. Well, little, I'll say that to the chipmunks tomorrow. I'll say, little do you know.
Yes, that's fun. Oh, that's so fun.
Oh,
Sue, too much. Too fun. Thank you for that. That was fun. All right, let's move. Bob, have you ever seen 72 chipmunks before?
No, but I was just imagining on Sue's ranch, she's going to have these little costumes that are going to be robes and sandals. She's going to dress all these little chipmunks up as monks.
As monks.
And then serve them little dried. They serve them little dried beet chips, and they'd be chipmunks.
That's right, chipmunks. That's right, they would be. Oh, that's funny, Bob. I like that.
Oh, Bob.
Yes.
With my yoga.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine naming 72 chipmunks? And there's this name and that name, and there's Susie, and there's Bob, and there's Bruce. And there's... Oh, God, that would be a – wait a minute. Who are you again? Which chipmunk are you? Wait. It'd be kind of like, you know, a thing. It'd be a whole meme.
Oh, that's so good. I'm glad I brought out of such a serious topic as, you know, disrupting burnout,
yes.
that we brought chipmunk. Thank you, Bob. That was so good.
I love it, Bob.
Thank you.
Oh, man. If we could find a way to harness the power of chipmunks and have them bring some special envoy of joy to the world. I mean, well, we remember
like,
the chipmunks
like
back in
no
the old
peeps.
Days. But
like no peeps.
Exactly.
All this is in the works.
Oh, no peeps. No peeps was terrific.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
I know.
Little yellow warbler. So cute.
Yep.
So little. Well, Bob, now that we've totally opened up the world of nature and chipmunks and no peeps and bunnies and kitties and puppies, what is it that you would like to tell us tonight in the way of anything, the sale, testimonials, all of that? Research, all good.
Well, we have a special day here in Tampa because Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., was in town.
Wow.
And he was here at the Tampa General Hospital to be present while they signed the pledge. That is the initiative called Make America's Hospitals Food Healthy Again.
Ooh.
And there's now 71 hospitals that have signed the pledge to use the new food pyramid guidelines that were put forward a while ago in the hospitals. And at Tampa General, they've already been doing this. They have a celebrity chef who is really into healthy food, and he already helped them redesign their menu over a year ago to bring forward the whole principle that food is medicine. And so RFK Jr. was here, and he was basically saying, you know, hospitals should be a place of healing, and you don't want to serve the kind of food that was a contributing factor to the reason the person was in the hospital to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
And so this is the beginning of a big change in hospitals towards a first step in making things healthier in hospitals. There's a lot of things that have to be upgraded and changed, but this is one of the big ones. And they did that signing today. And then also I wanted to talk about a testimonial that we got that came over the phone. And so I just kind of have it in my head. It's not something I can read.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this. There's a woman who was a retired nurse. I believe she was retired. I didn't speak to her personally. And she had a son who was very sick, who was a veteran. And she wasn't sure why, but for some reason, his liver was deteriorating and shrinking, and he was on the liver transplant list. And he was home, not able to get around very well. He could get around a little bit with a walker, but he was very sick. And she decided to get him some Myotrol and started having him take it each day. And he started to feel better and started to gain strength and was able recently to get up and around without his walker a little bit and even able to go up a couple of stairs that he couldn't climb before. And then he went to the Veterans Administration, where he's being treated, and they did an examination and informed him the good news that he no longer needed to be on the liver transplant list because his liver was restoring itself.
Well, that's awesome, Bob. That's great news.
Yeah. So the mom commented in her phone call that she was expressing gratitude for whoever it was who was the inventor of the product.
Right.
And I called to Eric, the inventor, and told him what happened. And he was very touched, and he said, you know, even if only 1 in 1,000 people can be helped by the products I create, that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's
and
wonderful.
It's a lot more than 1 in 1,000. It's more like almost every single person.
That's true. Yes.
And I was asking him, you know, what it was that he thought might have happened where his liver would begin to restore itself, because usually people that age, that doesn't happen, only in much younger people. And he said that when you jump start the mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cell, even cells that have gone dormant or senescent and become zombie cells can be triggered to come back online when the mitochondria starts firing, that the whole cell might not be dead. It may have shrunk and collapsed, and even to the point where they don't pick it up on a Doppler. But the fact is the cell is still there and able to be revivitized, and he thinks that that is one possible explanation for why this person's liver was starting to restore itself. And the mom said the only thing she changed was the Myotrol. And so now that he's doing better, I'm going to speak to her and see if maybe she wants to have him use some barley and Boomer Boost. And
there you go. Yep.
See what his vitamin D level is. See if he's got a low iron level, which is possible. And see what else he might need in order to make a full recovery and get back on his feet and, you know, back to work if he wants to, and to have a whole new life. And so
that's great, Bob.
Was, Yeah, that was one testimonial. And we got a couple of other ones, too, that came in. And
okay.
These other testimonials were not as profound, but for each person that that you know sends in a testimonial, for them it is something profound because it's
yes.
their particular issue that they're trying to resolve. And so we get some very, very short and sweet testimonials that are you know, the sound something like this. This is a man that wrote in today. It said, "I love the products." He's talking about our Barley and Boomer Boost together. "I love your products. It makes me feel so much better and happy about my new body and strength." And this is like probably the most typical thing, Bruce and Sue, that we hear, is it's just a general restoration of the person's capabilities and their feelings of well-being back to a younger age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only really been, you know, here we are, you know, in 2026, and it's only been about 15 years where we've really been able to do this kind of thing. And the first person was Larry, my business partner, who was the very first person to see his body dramatically restored using Barley and Boomer Boost with some extra vitamin D and some extra fatty acids and some stress management techniques. And, you know, he went from a very, very old 65 to a very, very young 66, where the mm-hmm. insurance company thought he was half that age. They thought he was about 33.
That's
and
true.
So this continues on, and this is a person here that sent this testimonial now 15 years later saying the exact same thing, that using the Barley and Boomer Boost, he feels much happier and his body is much stronger. And this was the last one I'm going to read, Bruce, and this is one of those testimonials that if people hear it, it can be very valuable information for somebody that they might know. And it says this: "My husband's urgency to go to the bathroom has reduced since he started taking lignans 2 weeks ago. He has prostate meds now for 3 years, and the potency is not the same. Thanks, he is feeling more like himself and is able to go places. Thank you." And so this is very good to know, because, you know, lignans are also very powerful compounds. If you look in the different textbooks that are part of the curriculum for holistic nutrition, that is, even these aspects are taught in the nutrition classes in medical school, where people go for extra training in medical school to become certified nutritional specialists. And it's like an extra board certification. And mm-hmm. in those textbooks, they talk about lignans. They give the diagram of what each one looks like, all 27 of them, and what the chemical reaction is. They're polyphenols, and in this case, they're extracted from the wax that is on the outside of flax seeds. The wax is knocked off the seeds in a tumbler, and then mm-hmm. it's ground up into a fine powder, and all the nutrients are stabilized so they don't deteriorate from oxidation. And they're put in this fine powder and sent to us in jars, and they can be they dissolve in a glass of water, and they do all kinds of things. Because there's so many different lignans, they all do something a little different, and so it helps with issues with the prostate. And they were originally, made into this form to help women with breast cancer, and mm-hmm. they're very good for helping with depression and anxiety. They're really great for boosting the immune system and fighting infections, including we've seen people and their animals recover from serious MRSA type infections that were resistant to antibiotics. And so then to see a testimonial here, tonight that this has helped this man with his prostate issues is that, and that the medication they were giving him was not working as well. And so this is the testimonials we got since Tuesday, and wanted to remind people the sale that we're doing, which we still have the sale of our Collagene, which is buy one, get one half off. Want to take advantage of that. It's not going to be up for much longer. And then we're also doing a buy one, get one free sale on 7 different products. One of them is our omega-3 fatty acids, and the other is ashwagandha. Another one is our olive leaf extract, and then 2 vitamins and a mineral, a vitamin B complex, vitamin C, and our magnesium that also has zinc, and also our turmeric advanced blend. Those are all on sale, buy one, get one free. And you can mix and match them if you want to. Yep. Or you can get all of the same thing and get one free every time you get one. And that, Bruce, is what I have for tonight. It's exactly terrific. 10 after 10.
Thank you, 10. Bob. That's terrific. It's good to hear. It's just so amazing. I know Eric Hertz was so pleased when you called him about this testimonial. Imagine being on a liver transplant plant list as a veteran and your kid, what was it? Which organ was it, Bob?
Liver.
The liver. The liver was just not, it was shrinking, it was dying, and he was on a transplant list. And then by taking Myotrol, and that's the only product he was taking, his liver starts to regenerate and come back, and he's no longer needs to be on the transplant list. That's incredible. I mean, we're not saying it's a cure, but it certainly has helped this gentleman, this veteran. And we've had a lot of good testimonials about Myotrol. But this is one of the best I've ever heard. It's really good. And I think everybody should get it. To me, and I get it, of course, take it every day, I would say Boomer Boost, Barley, Myotrol should be that absolute trifecta of 3 products that we all should take and get on a subscription basis. Get that coming to you every month, and then supplement it with these other sale items, like the 7 that are on sale at buy one, get one free, which is terrific. And, from time to time, you take advantage, like when Goodnight Formula was on sale. You get in and jump in and get 3 or 4 of those last year, 3 or 4 months. And so on. I mean, the way that Bob has this stuff positioned, it's really good to take advantage of it like we're doing. So, Bob, to get to your website to check out this sale, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you get there, at the top of the page, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. Click on it. it'll take you right into Bob's website. You'll go in, you can see the, you can look at the all products drop-down menu and hit the on sale tab and it'll all be there. And that's really what most people do, is just put their orders together online, just like they would anything else. And it's working very well, so everybody should do that. Now, there's a lot on Bob's website. There's a lot more than products, descriptions, and sale prices on some of these products. But the bottom of the page, the footer of the page, you've got quite a bit. You've got the testimonials listed there that Bob is reading to us, two or three a night. You have information about havening, videos on havening, on neuro-linguistic programming, tapping, all kinds of information that's really good and health-oriented. So check it out. You can really gain a lot from reading through the various and watching some videos and all of that that Bob has, not to mention his YouTube stuff that he's done, YouTube broadcasts that have been archived. So check it out. Now, what about if you need some customer support? Well, there's a number for that. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. A lot of people after the big call on Thursday night, tonight, will call on a Friday. And if you don't get through right away, leave your name and phone number, they'll turn around and call you right back as soon as the line clears. They're helping another big call universe person, usually, especially on a Friday. So I'm not, that doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes I'll get Stephanie right away on the first try, and sometimes I'll leave my name and she'll call me right back. So that is really working beautifully. But I think this is great. Everybody needs to think about, what do I need to help me maintain or improve my health right now? You know, vitamin D3, super important. You know, you get your superoxide dismutase in either barley, heirloom or gladiator. That knocks down your C-reactive protein. That's your test for inflammation. And when you go and you have a blood test, ask the doctor to order a CRP test, because they won't do it normally automatically. They just won't. But you ask them to do it, they'll squeeze it in. Insurance usually takes care of it. CRP, you want to see how your inflammation is. Is it down below 5? Is it below 3? Is it like mine was, all the way down to less than 0.1%? Almost immeasurable. And that's where you want to try to get to. The lower the number, the better. Okay? And I just want to leave that with you. Okay. Thank you, Bob. I think that was great. I love hearing that testimonial about Myotrol and all the other information and research. And it's good to know about making America healthy again, MAHA, in terms of new food and doing the right thing at the hospitals. And I'm sure the schools are also going to be changed over. Those will be great. And, you know, take care of all of these institutional type food to make it healthy again, to make it healthy for us. That's what we're looking for. Okay, let's jump into our intel tonight. And I'm going to say that I did not get a chance to really listen to President Trump's 22-minute or whatever it was speech tonight, because I was too engaged with our own call. But I will go back and revisit it. I know he was talking about election fraud and election integrity and the fact that a lot of people cheated in the last God knows how many elections we've had. And we need to put an end to that. And that's where voter ID, we're the only country in the world that does not require voter ID to cast your vote. Now, why is that? Why do we not require voter ID, proof of citizenship, to make a vote in our country? And why are the Democrats not allowing the Save America Act to go through the Senate? It's passed in the House, but it's being held up in the Senate, and it needs to go through. It needs to pass. And you know there's only one reason that the Democratic side does not want to pass that bill, because they know that any chance they've got to win elections is having to comes from cheating and stealing the election, like they did in 2020 and like they've tried to do even in 2024. President Trump had overwhelming support, and it was a landslide, and he, as you guys know, he won every swing state, all seven of them. And so he had a mandate, and we have, according to polling, 80% of the country is for voter ID. 80%. That's a nice majority. So that 20% needs to get with the program, and we need for our senators to get with it and pass the Save America Act. Period. Also, the Clarity Act. The Clarity Act is the one that's dealing with cryptocurrencies, XRP, all of those. And for some reason, that is still being hung up in the Senate as well. And you know what? If something doesn't happen pretty soon before the so-called summer recess, I think President Trump is going to have to take an executive order under the emergency ruling that he can do that, to make some of these things go through. It's just ridiculous. So, where does that put us? Now, to my knowledge, we did not have the emergency broadcast system kicked in during the speech, even though some networks like NBC and ABC did not air President Trump's 20-some minute speech. Fox did, according to what Bob said. And, of course, Newsmax and One America News and C-SPAN had it, and hopefully a few of the other news channels. But the way I see it, what we've heard is we were to be notified either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Well, we're not getting it yet. There was a possibility of getting the release of everything, or our numbers, let's call it that, after the speech tonight, which to me would mean tomorrow. I think tomorrow may be in play. But what I've heard more recently than the last couple of days is something this evening that came in that said, give it another 48 to 72 hours. That would put us at the weekend. Okay? That would put us at Saturday, Sunday. And we had heard that we would get notified and begin exchanges over the weekend. I can't say that's still going to be the case. It might mean that all we do is get our numbers, which we'll take that. We'll take numbers Saturday or Sunday. And then we'll be able to set our appointments and start exchanges early in the week, Monday. So that is the long and the short of it right there. And we have heard from one of our sources that rates will be on the screens this weekend. Don't know if that'll be Saturday or Sunday. But we know that the Forex realigns every Sunday evening. And generally speaking, we get new rates on Sunday night that show up Monday morning at the redemption centers. Maybe that's going to be the case as well. But I would say we are very, very much to the end. I don't know. You know, we have been bombing Iran six nights in a row now. And I don't know that that needs to be over or not. Some people say that we already, you know, have a deal, and I'm very tired of hearing it's all part of the movie, because it's not a movie that I enjoy watching. And you've heard that. I've heard it till it's driving me crazy. But maybe that's true, and maybe we are just watching a movie and everything's predetermined and preset to move for us. But I want to see numbers coming over the weekend, and then we can see when we're going to start our exchanges. We did hear that money was moving to the bondholders into their accounts. It doesn't mean they have it to spend. It means that it's in their accounts, and hopefully they can see it. But when are they going to have access to it? Probably around the same time we get our notifications to set our appointments or the redemption centers. Okay? Obviously we could go back and forth and talk about other things, but I really think the crux of what we're doing is to get our numbers, set our appointments, get in the redemption center, and then let them know if we have dire need. As a ZIM holder, we get priority for the med beds, the medical beds, the holographic medical beds. And I'm learning more and more and more about how they operate, and I really want to bring you guys everything that I know about them, but I've been told not to talk about them. So I'm not going to do that. But they are absolutely real, and they're all over the country, plenty of them. So it's going to be amazing. Until that time, or meanwhile, because that's where we are, in the meantime, take advantage of what Bob is offering. Buy one, get one free on 7 of the products. And Collagene, buy one, get one half off on Collagene. And take advantage of these. And I'd say if you're not taking Boomer Boost and Barley, you're missing out. Get that and make sure you get your Myotrol. Because, you know, the information is just so good about it. Terrific. And then there is the chipmunk herder, Sue. And we should take advantage of the offer that Sue has available for us about Startup Clarity. She did a really good job with testimonials tonight and explanation of what's in those three classes. Take advantage of it and listen to one class per week. Each class, an hour and a half. So you've got 4.5 hours of classes, all audio downloads that are sent to you for $150. So what you want to do is send Sue an email, and you know the address as well as I do by now, integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then send her that. I'll spell it one more time. Integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Now, when you put in the subject line, startup 150, it's $150. If you have PayPal, let her know. But she has other ways to invoice you besides using PayPal. So if you don't have it, don't sweat it. Just let her know that you'd like it and put your name and your cell phone number in the email in case she needs to contact you, she could text you. Generally speaking, all your correspondence is by email. She'll acknowledge that she received your request, and then keep an eye on your emails for billing purposes, just so that you make sure that you handle that. And then she'll send out an email with the link for the class, Startup Clarity class, and you'll be all set. That's a course with three classes. There's music on each one of them. There are meditations on each one. And there's an interactive classroom type experience with the pod, the people that have taken the call live, and it's going to blow you away. It's really everything you should be getting to prepare you as a startup, as a new founder, your role, so that you go into it with the knowledge that you need, with the experiential aspect of it, and with the capability to lead as a founder. And I think it's wonderful. It's just a really cool course. So take advantage of it. Send that off to her tonight, and I'm sure she'll be working on getting those out tomorrow. So I want to thank you, Sue, and Bob, and everybody like Jeannie, Pastor Scott, contributors to the call. Thank you, Doug, and GCK, great creative Kendall. Thank you, Kendall, and for your tech help. And, of course, Big Call Universe, because without you guys, there'd be no call. And we thank you that you're listening and that you have listened, many of you, for 15 years now. So obviously, we're looking forward to this blessing coming through. And our hope is that we will get our numbers this weekend, and then we'll see how soon we can set appointments and go. All right? So right now, let's go ahead and pray the call out, and we'll see you guys on Tuesday. All right? So let's do that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for everyone that has been listening to the call for so long. And thank you for giving us the patience to wait for something earnestly and for giving us this incredible blessing that we can use to benefit humanity and lift up and give a level playing field around the globe. Thank you for all the projects that we have and for everything that we plan to do with your grace, with your help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and let's keep an eye open for those emails, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. God bless all of you.